Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 10 of Who Are These Free Beers? I'm Eric Zane. That is Ben Glaze. Hello to you, Ben.
Yes. Hello.
It's been a couple of weeks. We had Thanksgiving last week. Or Thanksgiving. I don't want to say Thanksgiving. I want to say Thanksgiving. And then the week before, your dad was like under the weather. He was like sick.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, in the hospital.
And he had a blood infection. And
yeah.
Then on my free podcast, I said, I saw that you were in the chat, and I said, yeah. Ben, how's your dad? And you said, he died.
Yeah. He's doing better now.
Is he like back to work?
Yeah, I believe so. He was at Thanksgiving, so.
Okay. All right. Heads or tails? Heads is Ben go first. Tails is Eric go first.
Okay.
You ready?
Well, I don't have to call it then, right?
No. No, you don't. So that was a horrible idea.
No, just it works.
No, I don't. You're right. I don't like it. I want you to call it in the air. That was dumb. Okay, call it in the air.
Tails never fails.
It's heads.
Of course. I think this has happened before.
I don't know what I want to do. I want you to go first.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, Ben. Now, what did you pull from?
I pulled from 2 days worth of shows. It's just 2 segments worth of from a Thursday and a Friday. Thursday, they were figuring out how to do Dumber Than the Show trivia the next day because Free Beer wasn't going to be there.
Oh, okay.
And it's not Dumber Than the Show trivia anymore. It's Wild Card trivia.
Yeah, there's a lot of all these rules and things like that. Right?
Yeah, it's very, very heavy on the who cares. I think like the listener might pick who they go against, and then
yeah.
It's decided who reads the questions or who comes up with the question. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of different twists and turns. The one thing I have picked up on it is that that Kelly is not good at this.
There
was a question the other day. What were the 2 space shuttles to blow up that blew up when they were taken off or whatever?
Yeah.
And she goes Apollo 1 and Apollo 11. And it's like,
okay,
those aren't space shuttles, you idiot. Those were just rockets that went in the air. Those, what the fuck?
Am I right by saying the Challenger was one?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't know what the other one is.
The other one was the Columbia. So you at least you picked a space shuttle.
Right.
No, she's awful at that game. But I completely digress.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're trying to figure out how to figure out who's going to go for trivia the next day. And they came up with a bunch of ideas. And that's basically what my audio is.
Okay.
Okay. So I just teased Dumber Than the Show trivia today. We know how today.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
He's going to play. We've been doing Wild Card trivia, what, since June now? Where you get to pick who you go up against. So,
and she's like in charge of the show because Greg's not there, right?
When Greg's gone, she runs the show. She runs the show. She used to run the board at the same time, kind of like Freebeer does.
There's been a lot of talk about that, why Hot Wings doesn't do it. But
I saw that on Reddit.
It's impossible. He doesn't know what to do.
Ain't got the chops.
not only like the manipulation of the board, but can you imagine Hot Wings having to, you know, be out in front of things and talk in and out of segments like a normal broadcaster would? He's a very poor broadcaster. Hot Wings' strength is, you know, getting the shit kicked out of him and nothing else. There are no other strengths to Hot Wings' abilities.
Oh, come on. He's got those sweet hot takes.
Oh, Jesus fuck. All right. We'll let the princess here continue on with the segment.
All right. Process of elimination this week. Obviously, today is Maitland's day to read questions. I will be playing, but that leaves us up in the air tomorrow. So tomorrow for Wild Card Trivia, we got to figure out what we're going to do because Freebeer would usually read the questions, but he's on his boner tour.
Right.
And he won't be here. And then one of us will have to play again because all four of us by tomorrow will have played.
None of what she said stuck in my brain. I have no clue what the fuck any of that was. And that's part of the problem. They make this thing so goddamn complex. Just get somebody on the fucking phone and do a trivia contest.
Yes.
Holy
shit. So easy back when you did it.
Yeah, it was. Because people would just call up and then it'd be fun and entertaining. And then I would win. And then there was one time I think we got the prize up to like $7,000.
I know when I was there, it was $6,500 was the highest it went. Yeah. So, yeah, it definitely got way up there.
Because we played once a week for $500 bucks.
Right.
Whatever.
It was much more of a appointment listening.
Right. They do it twice a day now.
Yes.
So. All right. What's next?
The first idea is hatched of how to choose who's playing trivia the next day.
Yeah. So what do we do for Wild Card Trivia tomorrow?
What do we do for Wild Card Trivia tomorrow? Did you hear that? Card had two syllables.
Yeah, so what do we do for Wild Card Trivia tomorrow?
We should just... I think we should roll a die.
Work it out on the air. That's when you figure this shit out.
This takes a whole segment.
Workshop it while people are listening. Yeah.
To see who has to ask the questions.
So it's like a wild card version of Wild Card Trivia?
So then once we know who has to ask the questions,
I hate him.
It'll be one of the four of us, and then I guess the other three could be eligible to play.
Okay.
Or we could roll a secondary die.
Even playing the clip and making fun of the clip, I'm not really processing what they're saying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I get it.
It's so goddamn, it's a meeting. They're having a meeting as instead of a radio show.
Correct.
See who gets to play.
We have
and take it out of the hands of the audience altogether for tomorrow.
We do have an abnormally large number of 20-sided dies in this room.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh. The second idea, which is clip three, is even better.
Do we do some kind of physical challenge, like a physical feat, and whoever wins gets to, you know, decide or something like that? I always like
those. The decider?
Yeah. Maybe we race around the block or something.
Yes.
Okay. Again, this all could have been done ahead of time. And then you can start building up the tension for whatever it is you came up with instead of breaking it down on the air.
Yes.
But you know, they're trying to keep it as real as possible, Ben. So that's what shows, these hangout shows do these days, is they just hang out. And this is what you do when you hang out.
You have every bit of conversation on the air.
Holy shit. Adam writes, this is on the radio? Seriously? welcome to the live audience. Thank you very much for being here. All right, Ben, what's next?
They need a better idea than the last one. So it's not boring. It's interesting.
Okay.
We've done the 40-yard dash before on the show many years ago.
Yep.
I want to do something. I don't just want it to be, oh, let's roll the dice. Boring.
I'm glad he said that.
That's what all this is.
Wow. So somebody come up with a better idea right now.
Right now.
All right. So they don't.
No.
Okay.
But Next clip, they do. It's the third and final idea.
Okay. Now, this is taken.
Or so we
this
think.
This is one full segment, or so we think.
Yes. Yes.
But what about
possibly
a donut eating
the worst idea of theirs.
Possibly the worst idea.
Yeah.
What about a donut eating contest?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we can't use our hands. So whoever eats the donut first gets to choose maybe if they could be the question giver or the player.
Yeah. Let's not lose sight of what we're trying to achieve here. What can you tell me again? Because you pulled this clip and I haven't been paying attention. If you eat the donut, you what? How does this relate to the trivia and who's?
Oh, they don't even know. We come into that intersection later with them.
So
yes.
All they've come up with, let's eat donuts for some reason.
Correct. Which is great radio. Eating donuts.
Or just the person who eats it fastest determines everything. They determine who is playing trivia and who is asking questions.
Okay, now that's the quickest way to get this done. All right.
Yes.
Taking a little bit of time to get to that point, but all right.
But they're not satisfied. So a fourth idea is born.
What if it's soup?
Yeah, that's right.
Soup. If we could do a soup eating contest.
But no straws, no spoons.
Soup slurping.
Yes.
Has there ever been a soup eating contest ever?
It would be soup slurping. The ultimate soup slurp.
That's the wrong word for her to say. Slurp. Because that comes out like slurp.
Really hard to say. What kind of soup would we do?
That's the big...
Now, at first it's soup, and now what kind of soup? Okay.
Correct.
I got you.
Big thing, yeah. How chunky...
So let's have a meeting about the soup.
Is it?
Well, it can't be chunky because of Maitland's throat thing. So
it's just got to be like something lame, chicken broth.
It's a...
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. But yeah, so they're not done yet. there's a fifth idea that is just as compelling as the soup.
Oh no.
We beer bong mimosas.
I do like
everything's the greatest idea they've ever heard of. You know?
Yes.
The soup was awesome. The donuts. Oh, that's amazing. Beer bong a mimosa. Oh, this is fucking cool.
Right.
So
idea.
We mimosa bong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so just when you thought the good ideas jumped the shark, here's another.
Oh, my God.
We could do one long-term game of don't touch the floor.
I don't even know what's going
on. They pretend the floor is lava, Eric, and you got to stand on, like, your chairs and stuff and get around the room.
So... Let's, this is a radio show.
Yes.
And the, this in-depth discussion is broken down into these little increments for us to process. So this isn't, we're not listening to this in the entirety.
Right.
I'm just picturing someone listening to this and going, my God, yes, I love this so much. Who actually enjoys this is what I'm curious about. Who sits back and goes, man, this is really making my day. We used to do bits.
Top-notch radio.
Yeah, and we actually would do things that people would call up and say, okay, I couldn't get out of my car because I was enjoying I didn't know the next twist and turn of whatever it was you're talking about. But I guess we were working too hard back then.
Hell yeah.
We did way too much.
You guys put on too good of a show.
Yeah, exactly. We needed to try less. We wasted so much energy. My
you just
God.
Need to talk about everyday things instead of whatever idea you had.
What are you guys going to do today? Stuff.
Right.
Things.
Yeah.
Wow.
My son did math last night. Yeah.
Oh, fuck
That's
me.
The story. Oh, my daughter climbed onto my lap and she giggled.
Do you remember the one when Freebeer was describing... He makes them do homework to earn screen time. It's like the worst thing that ever happened to those two kids or those three kids from the other marriage.
Right.
Was him. Because they got to put up with this fucking bullshit now in the house. It's like, fuck you, dad or stepdad.
We could do one long.
All right. What's next? That was clip 8.
Okay, so now they're actually back to the donut eating idea.
Ah, all right.
I do like the donut eating idea. It's very doable. I could pick up donuts on my way in tomorrow morning, or one of us could.
That's it. So, the thing that breaks it down to the, I can get the donuts on the way in. So thus,
right.
That's what we're going to settle on. We're going to settle on the donuts.
I do like the donut eating idea. It's very doable. I could pick up donuts on my way in tomorrow morning, or one of us could.
I can't believe all he has to say, because you're supposed to like play what the other play off what the other person is saying, you know, kind of like how you expertly do with Anthony Bellino.
Right. Yes, I do.
And all he can give her is.
It's great. So now, much like the soup, they had to figure out, you know, what kind of soup it would be. Well, now they got to figure out what kind of donuts it would be.
God damn it.
Now, since we're at the donut stage of the idea, we doing regular donuts. So if I go get them tomorrow,
I think they at least have to be all the same kind, right?
Yeah.
So the basic glaze?
No, no glaze. No effing glaze. Jesus. Glaze is terrible.
Well, what, you want more to put down your throat for this challenge? What do you want? What do you want?
What's going on with, so glaze is terrible? Now I'm getting invested. I don't know why glaze is terrible.
Me neither. I love glaze.
Now I want to, of course you do. Your name is Glaze.
Right.
I don't understand that. That's the only interesting thing about this is why not glaze, asshole?
It's always about clams and glaze with you. Like, why does it have to always be those things?
It's what I know best.
She's starting to get squeaky and freak out. Squeaky freak out voice is coming.
You know, what's wrong with chocolate?
Do you like chocolate cake donut, though? Is that what you mean? Because heavy.
It could be a chocolate cake donut or a chocolate covered regular yeast donut. I don't care.
Again, we're going to eat a donut fastest to see who's going to play trivia.
We will find out in the next clip, Eric, because they have the same type of question.
Oh, no.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I think it should be the yeast style donut.
I'm fine with that. I mean, those are great.
Not the cake. Is that the cakey ones?
No, that's a cake one.
I can't remember. Okay.
That's crazy because yesterday you were an expert on it.
But remember,
this makes when Justin was on the show look like Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
Kept saying the flaky donuts are the ones that I like. And that, yes, so the yeast ones, those are going to be easier to eat for sure.
Remember this?
I had Led Zeppelin too.
Ah, come on, guys. Oh, this is a damn temptation. God.
God. God. Oh, boy. Okay.
So, clip number 11 is them trying to figure out the whole rule situation.
Any rules? Like, we can't use our hands.
Okay.
Only our face, right? We can only use our face to help.
If we want to do that, sure, we can do it, though.
Are we going to do it all at the same time, or do we each go individually and then time?
We should hang donuts. This comes in from the 207. This is so genius, because we all have cameras nearby or poles that we can hang donuts from where the cameras can still get us. If you're a fancy idiot, freebeerandhotwings.com.
The longer she talks, the more I love suicide.
You can see us on cameras and eat the donut that way.
Like a donut, hanging from like a donut dodge.
You've seen people do that with apples before.
Oh, so one of us.
Are you familiar with what they ended up actually doing?
Yes, I have some clips of that.
Has to swing the donut. Like, we grab the donut and then swing it. And then the person has to start then and like,
oh, I was thinking about just hanging it from these bars that we've got.
I'm thinking about hanging myself
from the ceiling and all of us just go at the same time. That's a great idea. You have yarn, Maitland?
Bring yarn in. Tie them up.
Donut yarn. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a special.
Yarn.
Yarn.
Yarn is funny. Yarn is so funny.
Yes. Well, this is the same show that thought the word cocoa was funny, so. Yeah. Great stuff.
All right. That's clip 11, Ben.
Yeah. Well, the moment we've all been waiting for.
It's time for the contest.
Okay. Well, this is the next day.
I think clip 12 is from, yeah, it's from the next day, the Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going down. We are invested now, Ben.
Yes, I know.
Let's get to the donut eating contest.
Yeah. We need to figure out who's asking questions.
Stop figuring shit out. Have it taken care of. Just plan it. Do it off the air, you dumb whore.
To figure out who's going to play. And we decided that we would make it a contest, naturally, and make it as ridiculous as possible. So in all of our hands right now is a blue bowl plate. I know that's favorable for you, Hot Wings.
I love these. They're great. Plates. You can use them for hamburgers or salad.
And we have, yes, you can use these for hamburgers or a salad. Great observation.
That's not funny.
Wow.
That's not humorous. They're all inside jokes.
Thank you.
We also have a cake donut with glaze on it because they can't seem to get the order right, but it's still going to be delicious. And we're going to figure out who eats it the fastest versus the slowest. The two slowest will have to battle to the death to figure out who asks questions and who will be playing today.
So much investment and so much talking to find out who plays a goddamn trivia game that they play twice a day, every day.
Yeah.
This is just killing time, you know? That's all they're doing. And it's either something really horrible like this, or it's, you know, the shit that Greg comes up with. Games and fucking silly lists from Reddit.
If you look at their podcast every day, like the show rundown, you'll see four segments in a row of games.
Yes.
And then they have the fifth segment, which is earlier in the day, which is the replay of trivia. It's insane how many games they have.
They have, it's that whole thing where I was talking earlier. They have figured out a way to do the least possible and somehow still have a show that is very successful. I don't know how they do it. I don't know either. I wouldn't be able to. I have like a spider sense that I know when I'm shitty. And when it goes off, I'm like, God damn it. What I'm saying right now is horrible. You can just feel the momentum. And it happens from time to time. I would be so scared to be accused of just throwing in the towel that I would work very hard to not let that happen. Too often, you know, I mean, it would have to be because of maybe I didn't get enough sleep or my mood or something like that.
But remember, Eric, they have the numbers to look at now.
Exactly. So look at our ratings.
It doesn't matter what people say about them throwing in the towel.
Ratings have never been higher, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So clip 13, it's Steve's turn, and it's as exciting as you thought donut eating contest would be.
All right, Steven.
All right.
Your turn to dive into that donut begins in 3, 2.
Now, if they had like a pussy eating contest, that'd be fantastic. Who can eat pussy the best?
Yeah.
One. Wow.
Oh, he's pecking at
Steve
it.
Steve just you just headbutted your donut like 4 times.
Yeah, he's pecking at it like a chicken.
Oh, man, Steve. Okay, all right. Yeah, you've got...
Okay, you know.
You know, at this point, I think he's a little...
Part of me wants him to choke on it.
A little further along than Hot Wings. You do have a top left. You're going to have to chew a lot faster, Steve.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, it starts to recongeal.
Fucking morning zoo, baby.
Coagulate? Is that the word?
That's a great way to put it.
That donut is coagulating all over Steve's mouth right now.
Turns real mushy. It's real mushy.
Really good.
It's a good donut. I agree.
Pack it in those cheeks, Steve. Try it. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
He got it.
That was a big bit.
Good bit. Yep. Yeah, good bit at the bottom there.
All right. Now you got about a half a dollar size left.
Okay.
Right there, Steve. You can fit that.
This makes me so anxious at how bad it is. I'm actually, I feel anxiety right now at how, of such a bad feeling of shit.
You're doing pretty good, Steve.
He just did the.
Mike. In Massachusetts writes that he's been listening to the Something to Listen to While I'm Away episodes, which I post, favorite Hot Wing shows. Yeah. He goes, it's amazing, he writes, when you compare the dynamic of us three to all of this now. It's
Well, like I told you, I've been listening to old best of shows from those times too.
Right.
And yeah, it's
so weird. It's so weird because it'll be Greg, Chris, Eric, and then occasionally we'll ask Joe a question or we'll pot his mic up just because he's laughing.
Exactly.
And it's just, there's so much elbow room. There's so much room to do what we were doing because it's not packed all in there like that.
And it's like, it's a totally different show. Like you're not listening to the same people that you were 10 years ago or 12.
Yeah. And I think that that's okay for them to be different. It's, of course it's going to be different, but it's shit. If it's shit, I mean, if it's different and has a listenability to it, all right. I mean, what the hell? Well, of course it's going to be different, but it's such a fucking pile of shit. And Greg's so goddamn arrogant about it. And they stick their fingers in the audience's eye so often. That's why we do this show.
Yes.
The whole heart, hand of the heart thing.
Do any of us know the Heimlich?
No, I don't.
So don't choke to death. Otherwise, we'll throw you on the ground.
Show me your tongue. Show me your tongue.
You got to get it all the way in there, Steven.
Show me your tongue. You do it now, Steve. Do it now, Steve. Ah! There we go.
Okay.
All right.
So now have to sit through that. Everybody has to eat their donut?
Well, they did. I don't have the clips of everybody eating their donut.
Yeah, right. But that's
I have one more clip and it's Kelly's. It's the one everybody's been waiting for because there's some sexy noises in this one.
Kelly and sexy. Those things that does not work. I would rather
oxymoron.
Yeah, I find animals sexier than Kelly. I would rather have sex with a dog than Kelly Cheese.
You're doing it. You're mm-hmm. doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Oh my God.
Why are you reaching into your shirt?
Her armpit napkins fell out with her jumping.
Are you done? Armpit napkin? No, I'm not done.
Keep going. Mm-hmm. Come on, you can still win this.
No, I can't. All right.
Okay, we're down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Last bite. I can't get it.
Yeah, that's what I had to do too. Shake the little bowl.
I'm drinking a donut.
All right, you're almost there.
Done.
Did you notice that whole entire clip that basically no one's describing anything that's going
on?
No,
it's just You're right. It's just weird, but it's
just shit radio.
There's nothing to describe, though.
Right, because they're doing something so stupid.
Right. Megan has a good question. Eric, if you were still on this show, you'd be going along with this, though, right? Probably. But I will tell you this. I've said this before, that there was a couple years before I got fired, I started to sense that we kind of lost our fastball. Like it just felt like we weren't really doing anything, you know, like,
okay,
this is coming off of running with the Bulls and sending Joe to England and the stunts and just the dynamic of it.
Yeah.
So I felt that was, and I had conversations with Greg about this, but it wasn't enough to make me ever want to leave. I mean, it was a paycheck. It was a job.
Right.
So, yeah, being honest, I probably would go along with it. But I can't imagine it would be like this because, the things that I bring to a show are much different than any of the playbook. I mean, it would be such an unbelievably different person if I was kind of doing the same bit of goofiness and stupid shit like that. I don't know, dude. I think maybe I would have had a hard time with that, really. But
yeah, I can imagine.
When the show changes just a little bit more each day,
yeah,
you kind of change with it. So I guess probably I would have gone along with it.
But what about all the games though? Would you be fine with playing Minute of Mayhem every day, which is them doing 1 minute, you have to answer 10 trivia questions. That game is as good as their games get, because the other ones are just horseshit.
Yeah.
Like my show member can, if which isn't even a.
Yeah, it's just yelling shit
audience
out.
Audience participation thing anymore. Yeah, it's just or making shit up, because Greg always comes up with these good ideas of you making up stuff instead of, oh, hey, what's 10 cereals that you can name?
I don't know. It's always
made up bullshit.
It is, and it's tough to say, but I would hope that we wouldn't become that stonewalled that much or stuck creatively that we'd have to resort to that nonsense. Yeah. Greg makes, he plans everything. He does everything. He, it's a one man show.
Yeah.
And it's up to everybody else to come up with shit. And I know Hot Wings and I didn't. Hot Wings didn't provide anything with content, and he also didn't provide anything for, hey, let's do this. And we did get to a point where I wasn't giving any ideas. Because I didn't care. Greg was. So I think I was already going down the road of being stifled creatively in my own mind.
Okay.
That, yeah, I probably would be doing that with them.
Damn.
And besides, and I think that the, you'd use the example of, well, why should I care? I'm getting a ton of money. The ratings are through the roof. Fuck it. I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how I would feel. So that's probably how they feel.
Yeah, probably.
And if I were on it, there'd probably be somebody doing this, making fun of us.
Right.
But as it is the case, that's not the case. We are the ones making fun of us.
Yes.
Of them.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, thank you. Well done. Good job presenting. I appreciate that very much. Do you see the lovely and talented Kelly G's there?
I was so happy. Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
And then it went away. I know that. I want to make sure I have the audio. This clip right here, it has never. It's another example of how everyone is very stoned here.
Okay.
Very, very stoned. Because listen to what how much of a pop these comments get. Kelly is going to reminisce about when she would attend a high school dance, where they would go before the dance to eat. And then boy, does that kill.
Man, for prom, we always went to Macaroni Grill. They had plans.
Because some dudes really wanted to get their knob.
They had plans on the roof and we thought it made it fancy.
Yeah. Well, there was a time. Yeah, that was a fucking nice place. That was good stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was between that Olive Garden or that?
What's did the you one almost say Loaves? They said Loaves.
Oh, with the chocolate rolls or the brown rolls.
We just go to the break room. B9 was good for a date.
Yeah, Macaroni Grill would put paper on the table, ain't you drawing it with crayons.
No, wasn't that fucking nuts?
It was like school for them.
Okay. Now, there's a lot going on there that, first of all, I didn't get. And then I couldn't figure out what was so funny. Let's start with, if you smoke pot all the time, this is how you're going to look.
Yes.
Okay?
That's true. Yeah.
Let's go over that with a fine tooth comb.
Man, for prom, we always went to Macaroni Grill.
First of all, that's a pretty nice restaurant, is it not?
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever been to a Macaroni
it's
Grill.
It's not bad to go to Macaroni. Okay. It isn't like fucking Applebee's.
Okay.
They had plans.
Because some dudes really wanted to get their knob knobbed.
Greg says, because some dudes wanted to get their knob knobbed, which I don't know what that is.
Something their penis penised? I don't know.
I'm not sure where he's going with that.
Yeah. They want to get their dick dick.
The roof and we thought it made it fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, because they had plants on the roof, we thought it made it fancy. And watch Greg's reaction to that line.
We thought it made it fancy.
Yeah. Well, there was a time. Yeah, that was a fucking nice place.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That was good stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was between that Olive Garden or what's that?
Okay, now she's so stoned there.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Garden or
Look at that. Look at how stoned this woman is.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
What a weird fucking putty face.
Olive Garden or Lowe.
Wow.
Can't even open her eyes.
Did you almost say Lowe's? They said Lowe's.
Okay, so now Steve says, almost said Lowe's, and that gives Freebeer this opportunity to say a joke that I don't understand.
We just go to the break room. B9 was good for a date.
B9, which is that? I don't know.
Is that is the break room called B9? Is that what I'm supposed to assume?
It must be.
Is that what he's getting at?
Are rooms numbered and lettered there? I have no idea.
Oh, hang on a second. Yeah. You okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm live. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Okay, see ya. Okay, bye. And then, by the way, we haven't yet mentioned Greg's hat.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's driving a taxi after the show.
Just when you thought he couldn't be more of a douchebag, he wears that hat.
I bet you his wife picked that out for him.
That wouldn't surprise me. All right.
Nine was good for a date.
Yeah, Macaroni Grill would put paper on the table, ain't you drawing it with crayons?
No, wasn't that fucking nuts?
It was like school for them.
Wow.
All right. There's been a lot of accusations about our boy Freebeer. Copying off of Reddit, you know, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're copying off of Reddit, don't tell everybody you're copying off of Reddit, right?
Right.
He's going to tell everybody he's copying off of Reddit. Okay. And then, okay, this is, okay, here we go.
There's a list I've been saving, boiled down initially from a Reddit thread, then turned into BuzzFeed. Now recycled here. They don't even try it anymore. Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. Do you think he says that because some part of him feels that it's true?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a list I've been saving, boiled down initially from a Reddit thread, then turned into BuzzFeed. Now recycled here. They don't even try it anymore. Yeah, I know.
Smugness is not a good quality.
Oh, you used my clip.
Smugness is not a good quality.
Of course I did, Ben.
Yeah.
Wonderful addition. All right. I'm working in reverse order. Just so everybody knows, we might go long on this. I got a lot to cover.
Okay.
No biggie. There's an inch. This actually made me think that there's hope, or Greg just didn't know about it because Kelly, makes the intros and the audio and all that shit.
Yeah.
And, she, hang on a second here. She did an intro that, highlighted something that happened on the show that I was surprised that Greg even discussed this.
Okay.
It's something I've discussed on this show too. On this show, I have discussed how Greg, I've always known this, can't say usual. I've actually discussed with you and I on here that he always says usual.
Oh,
which is fucking nuts that you can't say usual. There were times when I would corner him and say, Greg, you're saying use a wool. You sound like you're retarded. I want you to say usual.
Yeah.
Can't do it. So that's like 8,547th reason to dislike Greg. Because then the dick would get mad at me when I'm trying to teach him how to say the word usual. Which is remarkable that I actually had to try to train Greg how to say the goddamn word usual.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
On the air, he brought this up. He actually brought it up. Now, I missed the actual when they discussed it on the show, but she made it into like a intro or something like that. Okay. So this is that right here.
The Free Beer Peter and Hot Wings Show, featuring Free Beer, the leader of a talk show who can't talk.
Now, I'm going to pause it because the reason why I say this isn't because he's allowing it to play, but he gets pissed off in the clip.
Oh,
he gets pissed off at them because they start to bust his balls. This is one of two clips I have where he gets pissed off. Okay. This is that whole thin skin thing.
Perfect.
There's one that I will work my way around every time and say a different word if I can.
What is it?
Usual. I don't feel comfortable saying it.
A little slurry.
Usual. Usual.
Why are you saying
usual? You kind of go usual.
Yeah. I just said I try not to say it. I don't need a breakdown, so I say normal.
Yeah, it's usual.
It's normal. Normal's how you say it.
Usual.
Normal. Yeah. Do you remember when this started and I said, I have a word that I try to avoid?
Yeah.
I don't need you to break down that I should avoid that word. I already knew.
Well, why do you say, why do you, you can't usual? Yeah,
what did you just ask
me? Do you even bro?
How dare you?
Okay. Wow. I would feel bad, too, if I couldn't pronounce a simple word.
Yeah.
How? And if you can't, practice until you can.
Right.
Why
eventually you'll get it, little
you
buddy.
You will, little fella. We're going to teach you new words. Usual. Usual. You dumb fuck. And then the word usually.
Yeah.
Usually. He says usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so bad. You fucking idiot. God damn. We wouldn't have a... who are these Freebird show if we didn't have a moment like this? You'll know what I mean in just a second.
Barb died too early in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Long kind of annoying. Barb. I was fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't much to look at.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's the rule of Halloween and horror films.
It is.
The no one cares
first.
About the ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 11 would be dead if she wouldn't have gotten cuter. I'm just kidding.
He's just kidding. He's kidding, guys.
Oh, my God. I just made a joke.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. In this discussion about whether it's a Sam's Club show or a Costco show.
Don't bring your Sam's Club stuff in here.
Yeah, we're a Costco show.
Yeah.
I'm a Team Sam's. Oh.
Thanks for supporting China.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Somebody
I'm
has
just kidding.
To.
Oh, my God, Greg.
He's just kidding, guys.
Come on.
Sometimes.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You know why I actually think that manifested? Is because of Kelly. Because I feel like he thinks he's tiptoeing around Kelly.
Doesn't want to offend
walking
her.
On eggshells.
Doesn't want to hurt her. He doesn't know. Kind of like
gonna fly
to protect himself or
yes.
not offend.
Not well, offend. Yeah.
I'm glad you say that because he makes a joke about Kelly's nose ring.
Okay.
And he goes the extra mile. He doesn't say, I'm just kidding. He goes even further.
All right.
This is worse than saying, I'm just kidding. He's picking on her for her nose ring.
Like your little nostril ring on the side, the little stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks stupid too. Oh,
I mean, it's also terrible. I mean, I would.
Okay. That looks stupid too. She laughs it off. No big deal.
Right.
Okay.
Like your little nostril ring on the side, the little stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks stupid too. Oh,
I mean, it's also terrible. I mean,
I thought this was the time we were saying
it.
Yeah. I don't really hate your nose ring, by the way.
It's okay.
I just felt like I needed to go back and reset that.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to say something I thought was funny in the moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, that perfectly describes what I just said.
That was what your point was. And that illustrates your point.
Yes. Wow.
Hoo-wee.
Because some of the jokes that we've done or that he's said where he says, I'm just kidding after... are jokes about women, and that's what I feel like he. Yeah, so that's his point every time. But you notice how when other people on the show are doing beat ups, they don't say "I'm just kidding" because they don't have to because everybody knows they're joking.
Exactly. So that is very strange to me.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to jump ahead for time's sake to the thing I teased. This is a fight between our heroes.
Okay.
Wait, Camel.
Okay, you can see and hear that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What's going on here is they're talking, Hot Wings was talking about a board game.
Okay.
His hot take was only old board games are good. New board games suck, which is dumb in and of itself.
Yeah.
That leads to, all of this is stupid. Another stupid moment of Steve saying, yeah, but Freebeer, I don't like when we play board games with you. You take the token and you slide it, your number of spaces, as opposed to counting it out. Also, dumb.
Right.
That's when the fight breaks out.
Okay.
And then there's some dispute whether or not Freebeer actually slides it or just lifts the piece.
Oh.
They all three of them say, no, you definitely slide it. He gets mad at that. And then okay. he tries to yell at Hot Wings. And now he is pissed here. Watch this.
Wait, Camel Up was the game that you were sliding, not tapping, right?
Oh, yeah. Steve has a problem yeah. if I can count five spaces ahead without tapping the little thing on each spot. No.
Everyone knows that when you're advancing, you go... You don't just go...
It's true. You don't shuffle.
Why not?
That's like not picking up your feet when you walk.
Yeah. It's the opposite of that. It's the same as picking up your feet when you walk.
Okay, now Greg fucks it up there because that doesn't make any sense. If you're sliding the piece, and then Hot Wings said, it's like you shuffling your feet. You don't shuffle your feet when you walk.
Right.
All of this is dumb. But his comparison is appropriate. Excuse me just a quick second.
Okay.
Knock it off! Fucking dog. So Howling says, yeah, it's like, and then he goes, no, it's sliding. It is like picking up your feet, which that confuses Hot Wings.
Yeah.
So he gets pissed off, and then Freebeer gets pissed off.
Yeah. It's the opposite of that. It's the same as picking up your feet when you walk.
Yeah.
Your way is dragging your feet.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I like the tap. I like to be able to do the one.
Yeah.
Same as dragging your feet. If I lift it up and place it down, that's like lifting my feet.
No, you, and then I have to count. To count your spaces for you just to make sure you didn't screw it up. And I don't care for playing with people.
That was
like
the best part of this segment. What? Was the Hot Wings. What?
He's incredulous. Now,
yes.
If you take Kelly being the fourth wheel in this,
yeah.
Okay, this is a Freebeer and Hot Wings thing,
right?
She's kind of fucking it up a little bit and I think maybe she senses that it's coming unglued here. So she's trying to bring him back to the pack, but I really wanted them to continue, but it ended just abruptly here. It's almost about halfway through it. Hot Wings is going to continue to challenge Freebeer, which he does not like.
Sure, you didn't screw it up, and I don't care for playing with people like that.
Freebeer lives in opposite world. Did you just hear him, Steve?
What he described
I made a perfect comparison, and then he turned it backward like it's wrong.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so Steve is on Team Hot Wings.
Right.
So is Kelly. Freebeer doesn't like that.
Ask me, please.
Well, you're the one. I'm still talking. You said yelling at Steve.
Tapping is the same as walking.
Okay, now that's now he's getting hot. You can tell.
Dad just made it awkward.
Yep. And I always told him, I go, Greg, don't make it awkward. Ever.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be light and playful. Don't ever take it serious. But he's such a thin-skinned twat. He can't help it. And he's so goddamn stubborn and he hates being wrong. So he'll do whatever he can. He doesn't like looking stupid. So this is what you get is shit radio.
It'll flip you.
Let me ask you this.
Okay. Yeah. Ask me, please.
Well, you're the one. I'm still talking. You're yelling at Steve.
Tapping is the same as walking and shuffling is the same as sliding. And you're trying to tell me.
I don't slide. I lift and drop.
Mm-mm.
She goes, So now it's officially on. It's 3-1. He's trying to say he lifts the goddamn game piece. And that's not true.
Slide. I lift and drop.
Mm-mm.
No, you slid.
No, you were sliding. You slid. That was the whole point why Steve brought it up.
You slid.
So now he's got all three against him. But look at who he lashes out at.
Right. Sliding it.
You can't trust people who slide or jump to their spot. No, you count it out, man, so people can
trust
you.
This is a real bummer. I'm going to miss out on playing Life with Hot Wings. What am I going to do with the rest of my time? Oh, wow. Are you going to have kids? I don't know, because I don't give a bleep. Yeah. Oh, can we play a board game made after World War II? No, I only like the classics. Where's my pink girl stick or whatever it is?
This is the classic free beer response when he gets upset and he's
talking. This is the classic Hot Wings talk, yelling at other people like I'm not in the room.
I'm not yelling at anybody.
The little pink things and blue things.
Okay.
Wow. This is the best segment we've done.
Yeah, it is. And
because I'm actually enjoying them being heated.
Right. Look at the body language of Greg. I mean, it's entertaining to watch this play out, but he looks like a fucking idiot.
He looks really pissed.
Playing
too.
Life with Hot Wings. What am I going to do with the rest of my time? Oh, wow.
And then he's doing this little riff here. And then he talks about a pink stick in his mind.
I know. It makes no sense.
There was something in his brain, and it didn't come out the way he wanted it to.
Going to have kids? I don't know, because I don't give a bleep. Yeah. Oh, can we play a board game made after World War II? No, I only like the classics. Where's my pink girl stick or whatever it is?
This is the classic free beer response when he gets upset and he's
talking. This is the classic Hot Wings talk, yelling at other people like I'm not in the room.
I'm not yelling at anybody.
That.
You know how you know he's pissed is because he's not chuckling or anything at this at all.
No way. No, you're absolutely right.
Because normally he's, you know, belly laughing and stuff.
Yes.
But this, he's just stone-faced.
If he could have figured out a way to further the bit without being so confrontational and making it awkward, they could have done something fun and interesting. It's still fun and interesting, but for the wrong reasons.
Right.
It's fun for us and interesting because we're seeing Greg lose his shit, but he looks like a fucking asshole at the same goddamn time.
Yes.
You know, what's funny is I actually had more clips, but we're out of time, Ben. We're out of time.
Oh, shit.
Look how long we've gone on this.
We could go till 8:30 probably if we wanted to.
Linda writes, I think the pink stick is the people in the game of life. That's what he's referring to.
My pink girl stick?
Yes, okay. That's exactly what it is. Because you know those little pegs you put in your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I actually feel dumb. I should have picked that up too. At first, it's just he kind of said it so furiously.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Let's see. Did they talk about? Okay, so I'm just looking at some of the conversations in the chat. See if there's anything else we can. Maureen says Kelly's noises equals gross. Patrick, Zane was the only one throwing heat. Thank you. Something you said, Patrick said, that's a great point, Ben. I think it was about the apologies.
Oh yeah,
and the I'm just kidding. All that.
Why
nonsense.
He says that? Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that was a fun dive on one of America's great radio shows, the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. If you've enjoyed this and you ever hear something on the show, because I realize from time to time we do share audience, so you think there's something that we can park on that we could have a little fun with goofing on. Don't be a stranger and let us know, you know?
Right.
Okay, Ben, very good. I appreciate you so much. And leave it right here, and we'll talk to you down the road.
See ya.
I thought you were going to pick it up and run.
Oh, my bad.
All right.
I thought you were just going to cut it.
All right, Ben, I'll talk to you, buddy. See ya. Cut.
See ya.
Hey, this is Eric Zane, and your information is being sold online. You know, the personal stuff. Search your own name. It's surprising what's out there. That's because people are taking your information and they're selling it. I've got a way to make all of your personal information disappear. You are not for sale. Whether you agreed to it or not, that information is available for people to buy and sell. Not okay. It's 100% true. Data brokers make billions. billion selling your private details and you get nothing. You don't even get a choice. Aura lets you fight back. A-U-R-A. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura is more than just data broker removal. It's a full digital security suite that protects every part of your life online. Aura gives you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep logins safe, and spam call protection to cut off the scammers. Aura also scans the dark web for your most sensitive info like your social security number, bank logins, and passwords, and notifies you instantly if they are exposed. And if your identity is ever stolen, you're backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. And right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
Sure, it's completely out of context, but that's not my problem.
Cars, Christmas, incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
I don't like it. I don't, yeah. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
More next. It is the Free Beer Show.
Hey! These asshole. God, that guy pisses me off.
Who are these Free Beers?
There you go. Welcome into another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? This is episode 11 of the show where Ben Glaze and myself, Eric Zane, review one of America's top morning shows, the world famous Free Beer and Hot Wing show, where coincidentally, we have Ben and I used to work on that show.
That's right.
And they've gone on to bigger and better things. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. So Ben and I, we'll go ahead and review episodes of one of America's great morning shows and have a little fun goofing on it. Maybe more of an angry place for me than Ben, but still, it's all intended to make the audience laugh and have fun. I hope you all are well. Ben, how are you?
I'm good. That's doing
good.
Well.
That's very good. Yeah. Good. You know, I've got clips from a hodgepodge of episodes.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I mean, frankly, I went through and got a bunch of them, my clips, and then I was like, I've got so many stored up. I've got enough for like three episodes. I don't know about you.
Damn.
Do you find it so easy to just gather clips of the shows?
If I were to listen to the show, but I don't listen to it anymore.
Well, yeah, I'm the same way. I only listen for this show. Like,
right.
Hey, I
got to
gather
yeah.
some clips. And you can quite literally start at any point and just hit play and go, oh, got to clip that. Oh, got to clip that.
Well, my clips came from, it was Tuesday morning driving into work. I normally listen to podcasts or music.
Yeah.
In my headphones, but I decided, well, the roads are shitty. I'm going to just turn on the radio and keep it low.
Yeah.
So I'm less distracted.
Gotcha.
And that's where they decided, Free Beer decided to ask some really burning questions for the other show members. And
okay,
here we are.
Now, I want to get to you in a second, but one of the things that I want to get to too, that I want to get to right away, I want to do one thing and then I want you to do your thing and then I'll come back and do mine.
All right. Sounds
because
good.
Because mine has a video element to it. And we had Ben and I mean, I was tipped off to it and then I got Ben involved in it and I sent this off to Radio Voice Linda and It was a discussion about Free Beer's hair.
Oh yeah,
which
it's just been getting worse and worse over the past few months.
Okay, so you can see that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so before it was really long and it just looked weird, but now it looks long. It still looks weird, but it's just fucked up. It's because he's got like this weird Donald Trump greasy mud flap going.
Yep.
And he's balding. And some people are not suited for long hair.
Right. I am one of them.
So am I. Mine just gets kind of wavy and unkempt looking, homeless person. Yeah,
like his.
And I was, because last time we had a look at Freebeer was a couple weeks ago. And now he's still let it grow.
Right.
And it's just, God damn. Chris writes, oh no. Patrick writes, God, it looks like shit and I don't have hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bad.
Now, I've been trying to figure out who that reminds me of. So,
okay.
I was like, old school figure skater, Dorothy Hamill, maybe. anyone with a Karen haircut. I don't know, I guess. And then I went with, the Captain Marvel character, the hot chick from the Marvel movies when she's got her hair cut in the fucking Avengers movie. She had her hair cut short. I was like, is that what
she did?
Yeah, but no, that's not it. Instead, this is what I came up with. See if we can check this out.
We can go if we want to.
I think this is, I think that's what he's hoping to look like when he grows it out. This guy right here.
Yeah, I can see
that's going to be Free Beer with the big mud flap over to the side.
If we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everything's out of control.
Great, great song.
Except Freebeer's got more forehead.
He does. He does have more forehead. But I'm really, really shocked with that he's even going forward with this. I mean, he has eyes. I think that this might have something to do with the new Mrs. Freebeer.
You think so?
I think
she looks good? Looks good?
I think that she's urging him to do things that he wouldn't normally do, you know?
Like sex 365
exactly.
a year?
Exactly. Like he talked about he's getting a tattoo.
What?
He talked about he's getting a tattoo. I might have that clip somewhere. I don't have it here today, but he talked about he's getting a tattoo. But he said on the radio, I don't want to say what it is because everyone will make fun of me.
Well,
and
yeah.
It's like, well, of course they're going to make fun of you, you fucking moron. I mean,
that's
my fucking,
supposed to do.
Yeah, that's part of the gig. So he's, you know, if I were in that room with him.
Yeah.
During this debacle, man, this stands out as such a red flag of what they don't do anymore. Because when I walked in wearing that sweater and the shit that they gave me over a sweater, and Greg looks like whatever the fuck that is, and no one's saying a word. Oh shit! It would be all over. I would murder that guy, and the next day he'd come in with his head shaved, and we would declare victory as we should.
Do you think if he gets the tattoo, do you think he'll tell everybody not to make fun of it once he gets it? Because to me, saying what it is and having everybody make fun of it makes for a good segment.
Correct. I don't think he'll say it because they'll know not to make fun of him.
Okay.
This is a thin-skinned person. So, I mean, you know, there's just some shit. It just depends on the person. Greg, you don't make fun of that shit with Greg. He just, it's tough because it's not worth it. And then, you know, everybody gets pissed off and it's just ugly.
Yeah.
All right. What are you starting off with today, Benjamin?
All right. So, like I said, Free Beer has some burning questions for the rest of the group. And clip one is just the first question. You're going to love it.
Yes.
Oh, how many days of the week? Yeah. How many days of the week do you make your bed?
It's like, what the fuck is this? This is the beginning of a segment?
Oh, no. How many days a week do you make your bed?
And he even struggled to get through that question.
Yes. How many days of the week? How many days of the week do you make your bed?
Why was that hard?
I don't know.
It's like he rethought it. It's like he went, Howings! Yes. How many days? In his head, you hear, this fucking sucks. So he pauses, he rethinks it, and then he finishes.
Yeah. And he's like, no, it's good. How many days of the week do you make your bed?
He soldiers on. Oh, yeah. God.
All right, so...
I'm just curious where you go from that. I mean, what is that even... Okay, let's say Hot Wings says 7. I make my bed 7 days a week. Does then Greg go, well, hey, says here that you're going places in the world. You're a go-getter. And you're going to be a success one day. Huh, how about that? Kelly, how many days do you make your bed?
5.
Oh, well, you're not as much of a go-getter. I mean, what the fuck is the bed?
Oh, you'll see.
Jesus Christ.
You'll see. So clip 2 is let's find out how often Hot Wings makes his bed.
All right.
All of them. Every day. Mm-hmm. 7 days
I don't always do a great job, but I always pull up, pull up the comforter and throw the pillows in vaguely the right spot.
Okay, so you're
I'm not making a military bed.
You're not
every
just
morning,
pulling up the comforter to cover your stains and then going in the shower.
No,
and anyone else would say that's gross.
No. I do. I like when I come back into the bedroom when it does. It looks a little.
I like how long it's taken for him to answer that he makes his goddamn bed every day.
He could have just said every day.
It looks like a dorm.
You were the wild card.
Yeah, I mean it's all even just that it took forever. To, there should have been no back and forth after he said all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
And then now we get to find out how often everybody else makes their bed.
Of course.
I think this is like the survey part.
Okay, so you're
this is where we get in the questions.
We're setting the table for the big home run that they're going to hit with what this means.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
42% of people say. Yes. Very rarely or never.
Wait, is that right? No. Wait, what am I playing 1 or 2? Or 3?
3.
3.
Okay, 3.
Sorry.
42% of people say very rarely or never. 9% said most times. A lot of people in the survey do it during the work week and then skip the weekends. That seems counterintuitive to me. I would be more likely to do it on the weekend. When I'm going to be going in and out of there and seeing it more.
But on a weekend, you might be more, for a person with a normal schedule, you're more likely on a weekend to go, I'm going to flop down on that and nap.
That's a good point.
As opposed to like during the week.
Does this really require a breakdown? Does this really require in-depth analysis about bed making?
This doesn't require being talked about on the radio, period.
No, this doesn't require being talked about with your wife.
Right.
Let alone on a syndicated radio show.
I've got a reveal at the end. Not an audio reveal, but something I will reveal to make this segment even worse. So be ready for that.
Okay.
Now, next one is, does King White Noise nap in his bed?
Oh, you must be talking about Steve.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Does he nap in his bed?
Right.
So this conversation's really branching out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I don't nap in the bed. I can't. If I do that, it's just going to
I can't
sleep.
Either, but
man.
Then I'm just
the
going
best
to sleep.
Place.
Yeah, then I'm just going to bed.
I mean, I'll nap anywhere, really.
Our naps, like if we take a nap at our house, there are levels. Like, is this a couch nap or is this a, on top of the comforter nap or is this a fully in bed, committed to the nap? And those are the best ones. Those are good.
Those are good. Bleh.
What a thing to talk so passionately about.
Right. Do you decide? I don't even want to get into this conversation.
Do it.
Do you decide when you're going to take a nap and where you're going to take a nap? I just fall asleep.
Well, I just, what happens. This is what I do. If I'm tired, I go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter where you are.
And that's it. You know, there's no rhyme or reason with explaining. I mean,
there's no levels to your nap, huh?
Yeah, you can't. And I would never introduce that as, I mean, here you are. We live in a world where there's everywhere we turn, there's interesting shit happening.
Right.
Me just describing the interesting shit going on in the world is a million times more interesting than who sleeps where and who makes their goddamn bed.
Correct.
Ugh. All right.
All right. So we're moving on from that one.
Okay. It just ended? I mean, is it just they just looked around and go, oh, now we know. Oh, the things you learn.
Basically. Yep. And then Freebeer goes right into the next burning question that he has.
Okay.
Wait, is the next clip.
Did this whole segment start as, I'm going to ask you boring questions?
Yes.
I'm just going to ask you questions. Random questions.
I don't even remember how it started.
Oh, God. All right. This is number 5, yes?
Correct.
Here we go.
All right, Hot Wings, how often do you shower or bathe?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you see why I pulled this? Like, this made my car ride so long on Tuesday, listening to this drivel.
I've found that if I'm in any way fatigued,
yeah,
and the show is on and I'm reviewing, my eyes get heavy. I get tired. For sure. It actually wears me out.
I bet.
I think it's the energy level that they're able to maintain, which is quite high and energetic, to break down bed making, where one sleeps, and bathing tendencies. Hey, Hot Wings! Well, how many times do you take a bath?
All right, Hot Wings, how often do you shower or bathe?
Oh. I would feel so bad, you know, if at any one point, you know, I had to delve into this type of subject matter, knowing full well how everybody listening wants to kill themselves. It would make me not want to do it anymore.
God, I can't wait for my reveal.
Okay. You're doing a great job teasing this, Ben. I love it.
Because of things you're saying, it makes me want to say it, but I'm going to save it for the end.
Okay.
Now we get to find out how often everyone else bathes.
Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. I mean, there's obviously rare exceptions to that where something might be going on or I might go.
Again, he answered, we don't need the extrapolated tendencies broken down to an unbelievably boring level.
Oh, well, I'm going to get up early because I'm immediately going to go out and mow the lawn or something. So I won't then. At the end of the day, probably. So it's rare that I don't shower in a day.
Kelly?
Never.
I never shower.
Depends on how much my pussy sticks.
I just use wet wipes.
If I cough and jizz flies out of my twat, well, I mean, shower. I
wash my hair every 3 days, mostly. Even if I do,
if there's crackers in my hair, if there's crackers in my hair, then maybe.
Do like if I go to yoga classes or whatever, as long as I'm not too sweaty. But I rinse every day.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Thanks for the rinse update.
Yes. All right. This is where the survey comes in. The next one.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
59% said they bathe every day. 28% said a few times a week. 12% said only after they know they sweat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And 1%.
Mm. Mm. This is interesting.
Oh, you don't say.
What a tidbit.
Whoa. Huh? Factoid mania. Well, that's interesting. What a factoid there. 12%. 5%. I didn't think we'd 5%. Wow. Huh. You don't say.
Then only if someone tells me I smell. Steve, what about you?
I'm Monday through Friday every day. Saturday and Sunday.
Holy shit.
That guy.
Yeah, boy.
All right. We move on from that to another burning question. from the Burn King.
Okay.
How often do you brush your teeth?
Every day. Twice.
Twice a day.
Twice?
Yeah.
God damn it. What are we doing here? What I don't know. Fuck are we? What is going on?
Yeah, like, or more if necessary, but at least twice.
What makes it necessary in the middle of the day?
Like if you have lunch or something, something's stuck up in there, and or you know you ate something pretty...
See, what's interesting about this is when Greg asks those questions, makes you brush your teeth in the middle of the day? Everybody knows the answers to these. Greg knows the answers to these. The people who are answering, this isn't anything that's earth-shattering or groundbreaking.
No.
So why do it? Why do it?
I don't know.
Stinky, like, I had garlic on it or something, so then I'll brush my teeth.
Why would you brush your teeth in the middle of the day? Because my mouth is clean and my breath is excellent. That's why. You dumb fuck. Why? Of course. We know why you would do it in the middle of the day.
Right.
Definitely morning and night. And then if I smoke a joint and I have, like, that smell on my breath, I'll brush my teeth.
Like you ate a skunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
No, I don't think most people would.
Yeah.
64% said twice a day. 30% said once a day.
Huh. Yeah. Wow.
5% said, whenever I think of it, but not that often. And 1% said, almost never.
Okay. So, you know, what's interesting about that statistic is barely anybody is almost never, but a lot of people brush every day. What do you think of that? Huh?
See, now it would be interesting if it was flip-flop.
That's a M. Night Shyamalan plot twist right there. A lot of people brush their teeth, Ben.
Hot damn.
Very few people don't brush their teeth. God damn.
Good for them. Yes. All right. The burning questions are over, but now it's time for Free Beer to hate Kelly. Just kidding.
Uh-oh.
How many of those did we get through? Like
all of them.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, there were four, and we did all four.
I thought there were like two. I was like, dang, we barely got through that.
God damn.
Never mind. It happens to us on live shows. You know
I'm
this.
I'm just kidding.
We go down a list, and we get through like two, and then it's been...
He said it.
Yes.
In 40 minutes.
For those who couldn't see, I was staring at Kelly like, I hope she dies.
Yeah.
Here's the reveal.
Really want her to...
Uh-huh.
Want to know the reveal?
Yeah.
This is in front of a live audience.
Die. I just got lost in hatred.
Wait.
Did you know that this whole time?
No.
That this was in front of a live audience? Yes.
Oh!
That's the reveal. That they did this bullshit in front of people.
Oh, my God.
And you don't hear a crowd.
No, it was quiet throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
They
fell asleep.
That's incredible. You know what's interesting about that? I did not pick up on that. And what's amazing is that they soldiered on.
Right.
And continued to, with some degree of acumen, hang on to that bit despite people with drool coming out of their mouth and not paying attention, looking at their fucking phones.
This might have been... No, actually, it was a travel day. So it wasn't the live show at Grand Rapids. But it's from one of the recent live shows.
It definitely is a live show.
Not only is it a live show, but this is also saved for a best of bit. Because that's what plays in the 5 to 6 o'clock hour when I was listening.
Oh, my God. That's incredible, Ben. That was clip 9, and there's a clip 10. You still have a clip 10, right?
Yeah, it's just a highlight of Free Beer.
All right.
It happens to us on live shows. You know
I'm
this.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. I need to add that to my supercut.
There you go. So, yeah, that's that awesome segment that I listened to on Tuesday.
That's
I love it.
That's some fantastic work.
Yeah.
Very, very good. All right. I'm going to go back to my clips.
Okay.
I have one more video clip to share with you.
Crying on Christmas.
All right.
I don't know if you could hear that or not.
No.
Okay, good. Thank God. Because it would have spoiled it.
Okay.
In addition to the hair thing.
Yeah.
You can see our lovely Kelly right there.
Yep.
And let's see.
We're going to Funk.
Okay, you can see Hot Wings?
Yes.
All right. It wouldn't be a Free Beer and Hot Wings show, and this is an audio and video version of this, okay, if we didn't have this going on. They're having a conversation. Greg started the show with a conversation about how his – this sounds so on brand these days. It was a really long-winded story about how the kid likes those little fucking toys called Funko Pops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And he's making a fucking really drawn-out, boring story about it. And then – so he's talking about it, and then Kelly weighs in, and then I got completely distracted because we're not going to Funko Town. We're going to Crispy R Town.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
We're going to Funko Town.
I think so, y'all should get Funkos made of all your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like you're just crying on Christmas, you know? Like,
oh, God. God, I saw the back of his hair in that one.
Oh, ugh. Did you?
Yeah, the wavy.
We're going to Funko Town.
I think y'all should get Funkos made of all your family.
Look at that.
No, we're not doing Funko Town.
I think y'all should get Funkos made of all your family.
Wow, because it's thin, so it hugs the back of his head, right, and then it flies up. It curls up like a fucking fin on a goddamn hot rod.
He must wear a hat or something. I don't know, unless it just naturally goes like that.
Maybe he curls it. Holy shit!
Family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like you're just crying on Christmas, you know? Like,
crying on Christmas.
You're crying on Christmas.
Crying on Christmas.
Ooh.
Crying on Christmas.
Crying on Christmas. You're crying on Christmas.
Crying on Christmas.
Very, very tough on the ears.
Yeah.
Amanda says zoom in on Freebeer's hair. It's not a bad idea.
God.
Let's see if I can make that happen.
We're going to Funko Town.
I think y'all should get Funko.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it. I can't. I wish I could. It won't let me. I'm trying to do the.
Oh, really?
Kenny taught me a trick that everybody knows, where you like hit Control and then you scroll in or whatever, but it won't. It won't let me.
Oh, okay.
But still, fuck. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You sent me a
picture of a doll or something that he looks like.
Oh, it is, that's perfect. Right. I forgot about that. God damn it. Oh, shit. You know, if I look for it right now, it's going to fuck it up.
It's all right.
Yeah, I'll have to come back to that because it was of the fucking Dutch boy paint kid. He looks just like the goddamn Dutch boy paint doll. There it is. Hold on. There it is. Yes. Holy shit. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. You saved the day.
Right?
All right. That is the conclusion of my video, but I have plenty of audio that I want to get to.
Perfect.
First of all, I want to see some of the comments. Chris says, he's like, shut the fuck up, Kelly. I'm not doing that. Chris says he was pissed that she made that comment. Stevie says, concerning the live show, the fact that it is a live show makes it so much worse.
Exactly. That's why I waited for to reveal that at the end.
Linda says, anything Ben says is more interesting than this.
Ah, what a dig at me.
Holy shit. Matthew Herring, who I think is new, that's a name that I don't recognize. Welcome to you. Says, when did this show become a series of pointless fucking Cosmo surveys? Ugh.
Yeah.
And then Stevie made the same point that you and I were making when she said he hesitated early on because he knew how stupid this was going to be when he asked Hot Wings, how often do you make your bed? Patrick says it's essentially another dishwasher segment. Remember the dishwasher segment? How do you load the dishwasher? How do you make your bed? How often do you brush your teeth? Oh, wow.
How often do you bathe?
Oh, my God. All right. Here's my little rundown of things that we're going to talk about.
Nice.
We pick it up with they played the trivia game, Dumber Than the Show. Okay. Maitland won. Now, before she played, she walked into the room and they said that her gear, what she was wearing for the day, made her look like, what do you call it? Han Solo.
Han Solo, right?
Yeah, you might have heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they posted a video on Instagram or something.
So she made that joke. Oh, God, I look like Han Solo. All right. So then she plays trivia and then she delivers a line. Now, it isn't a good line, nor is it funny, nor is it delivered professionally, which is always amazing to me because she is very popular. And
right.
I don't know how.
Yeah, Reddit loves
her. I don't know. I mean, and I'm not even, I have no axe to grind with her.
Yeah.
But she's unbelievably green and brand new to the industry. Yeah. And you can't tell me that she has any type of strong presence on there or she has some one thing that stands out. There isn't one thing about her that stands out of like a strong personality.
Okay.
Kelly, there is. She's willing to say, I've got a clip of her saying something really fantastic that I actually liked that Steve tried to ruin, but I don't get that with Maitland.
Right.
She's just kind of there. Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think maybe, I don't know, maybe because she's so goddamn hot that people, you know, like her, you know? But anyway, she makes this really pissy, stupid joke about Han Solo, referencing that she looks like Han Solo or dresses like Han Solo. Listen to this goddamn reaction.
Okay.
2-0, Maitland wins.
Hell yeah. Just like Han Solo, I shot first.
Yeah. Sorry, Greedo.
Whoa. You gotta be shitting me, man.
So I think they're referencing the scene when he shot the bad guy who
the bar.
Freebear tagged it by referencing Greedo. And I don't know if he did that because he always tags jokes or
probably
if he was trying to help her out. But it didn't need either of those things. He didn't need to say shit. So and she's very weakly said it. She's always real, I shot first. She's always meek and she's like a little mouse, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just floored by that. This is the same joke without Freebeer's joke tagging.
I shot first. Yeah.
Wow. Even the listener or the caller. Yes,
this is the same joke, but adding Robert De Niro's character in Cape Fear laughing hysterically in the movie theater and smoking a cigar.
Okay.
I shot first. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, that's good. You could have used Anchorman too. They do a long,
right?
A long
we are laughing.
Yes, exactly.
Shit. All right, they're playing a game called Party Encore.
Of course, they're playing a game.
Oh, it's wacky. And Greg says, "All right, you gotta," and you have to sing your answer.
Okay.
Songs with the word no, N-O.
Oh. All right.
All right. Hot Wings is going to go first, then Maitland, then Steve, then Kelly, and we'll keep going till you're out.
Okay.
Songs that have the word no in them. N-O. Hot Wings.
N-O.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. Fact, if you check the lyrics, they spelled that K-N-O-W.
No, 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 don't
mess with my heart. I changed it to mess because I was sure that I wasn't going to be able to enunciate.
Okay. Does it normally? What it, I don't know. I don't
it's
know what it,
funk.
Oh, Steve, no.
She couldn't. She wasn't sure she could say funk.
I guess. But I thought maybe she thought she wasn't going to emphasize the N enough.
Yeah. Funk. So she's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to get in trouble by saying funk. They might think I'm saying fuck.
Exactly.
Okay.
No more tears.
Ooh, man, good one. Kelly just wrote down.
I got all your songs in my head now. It's really hard. No. I can't shake it. A song with no in it.
That's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you just buying time?
Yep. Yeah. Be
in a, five.
I can't get y'all's songs out of my head.
Two, one. Oh. Kelly's out. Hot Wings.
No time left for you on my way.
No sleep till.
What the fuck? Hey, Ben, you're segment. Like playing along.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
I guarantee you. They meet with a consultant. And he goes, all right, guys, remember, what they can't do on podcasts and other places where there's compelling content, they can't play games. So you go there and you interact with the audience and you be a good time, fun time, game playing show.
That's the thing. They don't even interact with the audience anymore on these games.
It's just them.
Yeah.
All right. This clip of Kelly made me laugh.
Okay.
It's funny. It's out there. It's the thing that she can actually hang her hat on. It's something that you'll remember. You'll never not remember this. It's so fucking out there. They're discussing the band or the group Pentatonix.
All right.
And she had seen Pentatonix with Michael Bublé.
Is that that? Do they do a cappella?
Yeah.
Is that what they do? Okay.
Check this out, dude.
I don't know. I really like somebody who can make their mouth sound like a harmonica while somebody else sounds like a drum. I saw them open up for Michael Bublé. Never been damper in my life.
From Pentatonix?
Oh, God.
Or Bublé.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't believe you felt comfortable saying that.
Yeah, and I went with my dad, which made it real weird.
I mean, Bublé, sure. Gross.
You see, that's fucking funny.
Yes,
that's very funny. And did you hear Steve fuck it up? He was disgusted with her.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or Bublé.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't believe you felt comfortable saying that.
Oh, Steve, come on.
What a, oh, God. Is that because he's a parent of daughters or a daughter? You know, is that what's going
on
here?
I don't know what the fuck is going on there, but you should not be saying that. You should be just going with it and laugh because. Enough people
laugh.
You should laugh. And people hate her, okay? A lot of people hate her. That's true. When you don't support her, when she actually makes a goddamn joke, I'd fire you, you asshole. He was disgusted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Okay. Wow. This is a enormous, this is one of the biggest moments of joke tagging I have ever heard. We've covered a lot of joke tagging.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, the first joke is made. Rather than just getting the laugh and moving on or whatever, it just becomes one after the other. Follow-up joke, more same goddamn thing, different variable. Each one less funny than the first. And really a problem when the first thing discussed isn't funny to begin with.
Okay.
It's bad enough when you joke. Like if you said something great that was actually funny.
Yeah.
Rather than letting you have the win, I'm going to water down your joke.
Okay.
That's it's even more of a problem when it's Hot Wings not really saying anything funny.
Okay.
More on the background. For some reason, Hot Wings brings up that a certain type of cookie that these assholes are talking about, soft batch cookies. They're really laughing because soft batch is making them chuckle it's jizz. Oh, you.
Right.
Batch. It's like cum. So they're doing all that shit. And then it brings up the cookies. And Hot Wings is doing research about where to find the goddamn cookies. And he figures out where locally you can buy soft batch cookies, Ben.
Okay.
This is going to sound crazy, but you can buy Keebler soft batch cookies at Ace Hardware.
Okay. And he's cracking up the whole time.
Oh, my God. He can barely get it out.
He's busting his guts with, come on, guys, guess what? Soft batch Ace Hardware.
Oh. This is going to sound crazy, but you can buy Keebler soft batch cookies at Ace Hardware.
Of course you can. They're where you go for outdated treats. Would you like some locally sourced caramels? Go to Ace.
Yeah. You want some licorice from 1979?
Everything right. Had said that they had been discontinued. And so they had been, but I can't. So these are either from the 90s and they still have a supply.
What flavor is this hard candy? Oh, it's mincemeat.
Yeah.
I got it at Hayes. Yeah. Do you have any root beer barrels? Do I?
Yeah.
What a laugh fest.
Fuck me.
All of that. I mean, can you believe how much time that took? And it's just, there's right? Nothing there. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's just brutal.
I have two more
they
clips.
They think it's great.
They do think it's great. They think it's hilarious. That'll be on a best of bit.
Probably.
All right. This is a moment where the Burn King was talking about how his elderly mother has been putting pressure on him to have a child with his wife. And okay. Hot Wings and Kelly play the part of Mom Freebeer, like doing her voice.
Oh, nice.
Of course, the Burn King has to tag. He gets in on the fun with a predictable ending.
All right.
There's still, it comes up way too often. It's not like we just started this.
Yeah.
Everybody knows there's not going to be a girl or a boy. No, seven, six. Six is the number.
You know, Kayla's at least a dozen years away from starting to sweat for no reason.
She's still got time on the clock. Well,
she's got no normal flashes.
She's a fast starter. Yeah. She sweats for no reason. Just kidding.
Just kidding. What the fuck, man?
Guys, I better tell you that. I'm just kidding. She doesn't really just sweat for no reason, even though that was a joke. Everybody knows it was a joke. We're all joking. We're jokers. I better just let you know that I'm just kidding.
In case she's listening.
Don't want to offend. That is added to my super. What clip was your just kidding
10.
Clip?
Number 10.
It happens to us on live shows. You know
I'm
this.
Just kidding.
Okay. Let's start with that, and then we'll add that. I've added that. I'll add that to my supercut.
It happens to us on live shows. You know
I'm
this.
I'm just kidding. 11 would be dead if she wouldn't have gotten cuter. I'm just kidding.
Totally different.
And no, just kidding. Thanks for supporting China.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Somebody
I'm
has
just kidding.
To.
My dad's from a generation where gender still matters, Kelly. Just kidding. Feel that in my taint. Just kidding. She doesn't do that much. It's mostly a static picture. We could just put a poster up.
Oh.
Just kidding. She sweats for no reason. Just kidding.
That taint one that I got for you that one day just blows my mind that you would just kid about feeling the bass in your taint. Like, come on.
Just kidding.
Get the fuck out of it. It's like every joke he makes has to be tagged with just kidding.
Oh,
so people either know he's joking. Yeah. So people know he's joking. It's so fucking stupid.
Our pal Coleman is enjoying the show, Ben.
All right. Nice. Can you imagine if I did that on stage at comedy?
Just
after
kidding.
Every joke I make.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. It's a joke, people.
Coleman writes that he and his better half, Lisa, definitely a step up from the Jimmy Durante-nosed ex-wife of his, writes that he and Lisa are getting custom Funkos to give the kids before Valentine's Day. Guess he should stop talking about them on the air.
Nice.
That is fantastic. Well, Ben, all of the bullets are out of the gun, out of my gun, out of your gun. And I know you like to make your bed and brush your teeth and all those other fun things.
Exactly.
And grow your hair like a fucking moron. But we gotta roll. We got to wrap this thing up.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, thanks, folks. I'm not sure when we'll do another edition, but rest assured, we will let you know. Until then, we'll be looking for the answer. Who are these
free beers?
Yes. Thank you.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.